Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman wonders where gay men got so much money. Another woman pipes in by saying because they aren't dating women. Remember guys, the fastest way to lose your money is trying to please a female. Even straight guys are figuring this out, and getting rich by simply not dating. Plus, there's also usually no marriage, so gay men don't get taken to the cleaners as often. Not to mention that most don't have children, so they save money by not having any dependents. Moving on, Kamala Harris's stepdaughter posted this on Instagram. What do you notice about it? Is that a roach glued to the side of her face? Maybe she reminds you of Napoleon Dynamite with boobs. On the bright side, at least she's not fat. I think she can actually look feminine when she wants to, like in this picture. But it's just that she's trying to look strangely unattractive because it gets her more attention. Negative attention, after all, is still attention. Number 3, 45% of men aged 18 to 25 have never approached a woman in person. Most say they don't because of the fear of rejection. So it's over. Low T levels mean that men have no courage to do cold approach anymore. But to be fair, the idea of cold approaches is only something recent in history. Usually your family or extended friend circle would introduce you to somebody. The only guys still making cold approaches are probably the chads that never get rejected. Up next, what's up with this? Is the woke left claiming that punk is their very own, saying you can't be a phob or an ist? No, it's cryptic and means that if you're a punk, you have to believe in all of these dreadful things. I also don't think that most people read to the bottom where the punchline says, you have to be all these things together to be a punk. People really need to start reading things all the way through. Number 5, this one says that if a lesbian can control herself when she sees a girl in revealing clothing, then why can't a man? But can't she really control herself? When 44% of lesbian and 61% of bi women have experienced forms of rape and physical violence by an intimate partner, compared to only 35% of straight women. Looks like women badmouth men first again, so that men don't badmouth them first instead. I'm so tired of these sorts of games. Moving on, is Leija Lesmined. She was arrested here for a failed school shooting. Why do you guys think that all of a sudden we're seeing the rise of girls becoming school shooters? Is it all about attention seeking and approval? Maybe it's because no one's listening to them on social media, so they have to go to greater extremes to get attention. She was 19 and hot, and I'm sure a lot of guys will say to themselves, I can fix her. Number 7, you can only bring back one of these things. So which one would it be? The $500 two-bedroom apartment, 79-cent gas, $1,000 used cars, or $5 buffets. I say cheap housing because the cost savings alone would add up to over $1,000 a month, which would be more than enough to pay for the cost of a used sedan, buffet meals, and gas. I remember these same prices 30 years ago and I was only making 30% less off my online income. Where will prices be in another 20 years? Up next, this film where an AI robot wants to replace the wife and have sex with the husband all the time is a terrifying thing to women. And most husbands agree with their wives on that point because they're terrified of them. Can you imagine how even more horrific this would be for wives if that robot had a positive influence on other parts of your life as well? Women's Achilles heel in the mid to late 20th century is going to be sex robots. Number 9, here's the best way to summarize feminism. If a man holds the door for a woman, then he's sexist. But if he doesn't hold the door for a woman, then he's an a-hole. Feminism is all about picking a fight because of men's behavior, regardless of if it's bad or not. It doesn't matter what you do, you always end up being the villain. It's because of BS like this that men don't want to talk to women as much anymore. Moving on, looks like attention is more important than friendship. Christy here is wishing everyone a happy new year. She lost her friend in a car accident, but she survived. So she's really exploiting the memory of her dead friend to promote her body for attention. Yes, because for women, attention is equal to crack. And no, I'm not talking about the crack you're seeing on the screen right now. I lost my best friend. Anyways, here's a pic of my ass. Number 11 is Sierra, and she's bored and wants someone to analyze her face. Lucky says she looks either Eastern European or transgender, because it's kind of hard to tell. Why is it that Slavic women look more masculine for some reason? Is it the masculine look in eyes? If I had to guess, this might be one of the young guys in Ukraine all dressed up in drag to avoid being sent to the front lines. Up next, why is it that single men do everything for themselves, but you never hear a man calling himself strong and independent? That's because being that way is expected of men. But for a woman, when she imitates male responsibilities and behaviors convincingly, then she's elevated to rock star status. Women are attracted to strength, and they falsely assume that if they project strength out onto the world, it's going to attract a good man. It won't, and most aren't smart enough to realize it yet. Number 13, this woman says she friend-zoned this guy because he's too perfect, meaning that she's keeping him in reserve after she's had her fun. She's saying that if you become rich, famous, and successful, I'll make myself available. That's when it's your cue to exit stage left. For her, he's gonna be right when she's broke with two different kids with two different baby daddies. She wants him around to be the stepdad later. Moving on, here's what happens when you change your Tinder range from 18 to 22 to 23 to 27. This happens in the United States, but the woman on the right looks way too thin. Usually they start blimping out at this point. This one is probably lying, and this is an old photo. Here's Haley, age 29 in LA, and she's working her sexy 5 o'clock shadow here. Kinda looks like Peter from Family Guy if he was a real person. You'd think this is bad, then just wait until they get to 30 to 36. Number 15, would you rather be single or would you rather be disrespected like this guy, with this girl being fondled by another man right in front of him? If a woman tries to do this to you, then you need to dump her. Otherwise, your simp level is officially 3,000. Then again, for all I know, he could be enjoying this from the cuck chair and it's his fantasy. But if you're worth your salt, then this is definitely a kick to the curb moment. Up next, this white dude detains a counterfeiting criminal while he's OD'd on fentanyl, with no intent to end him, and gets 23 years in prison. Meanwhile, this black lady ends a 3-year-old boy in cold blood because he's white and only gets sent to a hospital with no trial, and serves zero prison time. If you think that's bad, then remember how they ended Peanut the Squirrel immediately, and he never harmed anyone. Talk about the American injustice system. Number 17, this woman is upset because she shouldn't even be a barista, because she has a degree in gender and queer studies, and says college gets her nowhere. Someone responds and asks the question, isn't StarCucks literally made for her gender studies degree? Yes, you get huge student loans and no career prospects and now work bringing people coffee. Welcome to wage slavery and indentured servitude paying off your loans until you're 60. You fought the patriarchy and the patriarchy won. Moving on, in Canada, this 13-year-old girl has died because of an overdose after being provided with needles and how to inject herself guidelines by the government. Her parents tried to help her, but her woke government said that she was old enough to make her own decisions. I guess it just saves the government from euthanizing her later, and they have a new form of made for kids. Sounds like our woke elected and unelected masters want us all dead now. Number 19, from ages 4 to 12, this woman idealized her brother. So that's why she rejected all girly things and wore boys' clothes and played boy sports. Her parents were sane, but today's parents would schedule an appointment for her to have her chesticles cut off. The picture on the right looks like a super hot version of Pearl Davis. There's nothing wrong with not conforming to gender norms so long as you don't think you're the opposite sex. Up next, Haley Welsh, the Hawk 2 girl, has been gone for a few weeks now, and stopped posting on YouTube after she went to bed after rug pulling millions of her fans with her meme coin. It lost 90% of its value in only 25 minutes. The early investors dumped it as it went live while the retail investor fools thought that they were getting in early. I'm guessing that eventually she's going to make a comeback on OnlyFans. She's the female version of Mundane Matt or Matt Jarbo, and people still tease him to this day. Number 21, if you want to know why people like Luigi Mangione, then this should explain it. 40% of young voters said that when he ended the CEO of United Healthcare, it was acceptable. If this doesn't show you that the fourth turning is here, then I don't know what will. People have lost their faith in institutions. When I was in university, I thought of doing the same thing to some media mogul, but my professor said it wouldn't matter because the company would just hire a different man to be their CEO, while I ended up wrecking my life. Moving on, bro here feels better after his glow-up after the last 2 years. But all he really needed was a gym membership and a haircut, and he would have been just fine. This is one of the very few that actually pulled off a proper appearance. Unfortunately for most trans women, here's the difference between how they think they look and how they actually look. No wonder 40 to 60% of them try and end themselves. Number 23, you can't make this up. A school is being marked down in the UK for being too white. It's just too damn white in a white majority country. Oi mate, have you gotten a license for that lack of diversity? I'll bet you anything they started shipping in migrants to diversify that school district. Has any country ever hated itself as much as Great Britain? This would be laughable if it wasn't so perverse. Up next, New Zealand's first lesbian ship captain sinks the first warship from that country since WW2. she left it on autopilot and then tried to control it manually at the same time. This is what happens when you appoint someone based on their so-called diversity and ability to check a bunch of Oppression Olympics boxes and not their actual qualifications. Maybe next time they'll try meritocracy instead of DI. When this first happened, she refused to take accountability. But now it's been clearly proven to be her fault. Number 25 on the last one, don't you just love AI? Now we get to see what Andrew Tate and Greta smashing looks like. AI seems to have made him look like a simp because his eyes look wrong. This is how we should celebrate now that his trial has been delayed again due to a lack of evidence. Tate also recently lost a tax case and was forced to pay $3 million for tax evasion. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.